I guess the only thing I think, and I think it's with a lot of bands, is each record you make is a little bit of a reaction to the last one you made. So I think with the last one, we thought maybe it had a lot of slow songs and, you know, a lot of, you know, kind of just meandering psychedelic stuff. And we wanted to make it a bit more fun, a bit more kind of upbeat and party. And then, but of course, halfway through, then we were like, oh, now we want to put heaps more chill songs on it. So it ends up, it kind of has a bit of everything. But,
it does. It starts with the pop vein, though, doesn't it? The first half of the record has the pop songs, which is the easiest and which is the hardest one for you to come up with? That's sort of like the chilled out, more, you know, atmospheric numbers or the pop numbers?
I'd say that I actually think maybe the chilled out ones are a bit easier in a way, because just when I think about it, there's a song on it called I Will, and I swear we have never put so much work into like 3 minutes of music. It took us like so long to get that sounding okay, you know?
What was hard about it?
It was just one of those songs where we'd kind of record something and add another layer and then be like, oh, it sounds too cluttered, and then we'd like take a layer off and replace it, and, you know, it used to have live drums, now it has drum machine, and it was kind of, we just kept changing it and it kept getting a little bit better, but it took so long to get it right, you know?
It's a beautifully lush sounding, it's a very relaxed piece as well. It's kind of got that sort of real island, you feel like having a cocktail while you listen to it. Did it always have that feel when you were composing it?
No,
I don't think it did. It did start as a, yeah, just a bit more, oh, this song sounds a bit like a Beatles inspired song, but I think once we got the guiro going, it was an island song.
I want to talk about influences and where you get your, you know, your background for, because obviously psychedelia is a big influence on the sound of Richard In Your Mind. People have speculated that there's a lot of, you know, Beck sounding and Flaming Lips sounding influences in the sound of what you do. I also hear a real Syd Barrett element in what you do. Now, I don't know which part of psychedelia you guys are most influenced by, whether it's the real, you know, the nitty-gritty late 60s type stuff that Syd Barrett was pretty much connected to, or whether it was the more modern day people like Beck and Flaming Lips. So which side of the camp are you?
Well, I guess because those guys were influenced by the other guys.
Yeah, but where did you start, though?
A big thing, I think, with the psychedelic and with the band was Pink Floyd and the early folky Syd Barrett-y, as well as the freak out jammy sort of, but the early Pink Floyd. But that said, Conrad and I's, you know, friendship, because, you know, we started the band together, you know, has always revolved around Beck as well, so...
So you are big fans of Beck?
Yeah, especially that, you know, kind of Mellow Gold and Odelay
and the solo records he was putting out independent of the major label. Yeah, because I hear a lot of that sort of kooky side of Beck, or that's that era of Beck coming into Richard In Your Mind, which is the, you know, a lot of people don't know it because obviously, you know, Odelay was such a big record and Mellow Gold with Loser on it got a lot of attention, but he put out a couple of
Wrong
records.
Foot in the Grave.
Yeah.
He was so just such a free songwriter. Like, I'm not sure now, you know, I still really admire kind of all the things he's done, but that earlier periods, it was just pouring out of him, and he was picking up random bits of equipment and turning it into, you know, inspired music. And I think that sort of is a lesson that we always try to keep with us, you know. It's sort of, if we can harness that kind of energy, then that's good. Take another can of juice down off the shelf until the party's over.
Do you write all the words, Richard?
Yeah.
Okay, what do you read? Yeah. What are your favourite books?
At the moment, I've decided I wanted to discover science fiction in a proper way. But before that, I was really inspired by all the Beatnik, Kerouac, and then and Hunter S. Thompson, the people who just went out and lived life and talked about it in a fast sort of stream of consciousness, let the imagery get carried away with itself kind of way. And because also those Beatnik guys wrote about writing too, and they would say a great way to write is to, you know, hold an image and describe it and then just kind of follow it and then, you know, don't change it. The sun broke into your heart and that was just the start of your adventure, and I can't even begin to imagine all of your destinations.
I ask you the question about what books you read because in Losing Our Minds, which is another good song off the record, one of the lyrics is, books on the shelf are parts of yourself, but if they were never there, who'd be in control?
Because I just think it's one of those things, reading's so amazing, it seems like such an intimate thing. If you read somebody's idea that you really agree with, it becomes your idea, it really informs who you are. But it's the same with books or whatever you're into, TV, Music.
Making sense of the world through all of these things.
Totally, and it's just, I guess that's what that is the things that resonate with you become who you are. But if they were never there, who'd be in control? Who would you be if you didn't sort of take these cues from other aspects of this, of the crazy world? That's something to wonder about, isn't it?
While, while we listen to the song, it's a good one to go out on. So Losing Our Minds, from Richard In Your Mind. I've got to ask you, just, you know, and this is not a leading question, but do any mind-altering substances play their part in influencing your creativity? Because there's some wonderful words that you come up with.
Yeah, of course. Not in a, like, oh, we need mind-altering substances to make music. In the past, I've encountered different experiences through travel, through mind-altering substance, through books, through and again, it's one of those... Yeah,
it's part of the creative process.
It's a book on the shelf.
On the shelf. Okay, Richard and Conrad from Richard In Your Mind, thanks for coming in.